This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two words about professional sports right now. Word one is entertainment, which is what sports, for all the talk about the nobility of competition, that is what sports fundamentally is, entertainment. Word two is business, which at a professional level is most certainly what sports is. And one way to keep score on both those counts is literally the scoreboard. We are in the midst of a scoring boom in professional football and basketball. Some of that is just a natural evolution of those games. But part of it, though, is by design, because as Marketplace's Andy Euler explains, more points, more money.
The Monday before Thanksgiving, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Rams square off in the LA Coliseum. It's a scoring bonanza, back and forth the entire game.
Wow! The Chiefs take the lead! Can you believe this?
When time runs out and the scoring is all done, the Rams end up winning 54-51, the highest scoring Monday Night Football game ever. Third highest scoring game of all time. It's all any sports nerd could talk about the next day. Colin Cowherd on his Fox Sports TV show.
That was just fun. You had how many total yards? 14 combined touchdowns. I loved it.
The high scoring game shouldn't have surprised anyone. Through the first 12 weeks of the season, teams were averaging a full point more per game than at any time in league history. And this season only missed setting a record for combined points per game by a tenth of a point. Babe Laufenberg was a backup quarterback in the NFL for 8 years in the 1980s. He's now a Dallas Cowboys radio analyst. He says high scoring's
definitely the way the league is moving and the way the league wants to move.
Over the last few years, the league has adopted new rules to protect quarterbacks, and the league is changing the way referees enforce existing rules. Case in point, illegal contact. That's essentially when a defensive player hits a receiver to stop him from getting where he's trying to go. Illegal contact penalties in the NFL have tripled this season compared to last year. Another factor, players are getting more athletic all the time. Draft picks running the 40-yard dash in 4.4 seconds used to be remarkable and rare. Now it's routine. Combine better athletes with new rules to boost scoring, and Laufenberg says you get a show.
And these receivers are doing things that we've just never seen receivers do. How many one-handed catches have we seen in the NFL? If you went through the first 75 years of the NFL, my guess is you might be able to find five.
Here's another theory floating around about the points explosion. Today's athletes grew up on go-for-broke sports video games like Madden NFL, and they're taking that style of play to the field. Former University of Texas college football offensive lineman Michael Welsh is only a couple years out of school.
Video games were pretty rampant within the football program. People will literally be playing Madden and then going straight out to playing actual football, you know.
Whatever the reason for the offensive explosion, fans seem to dig it. I ran into John Weeks at a recent Dallas Cowboys game. For him, the more scoring, the better.
There's something you said about defense. Defense is beautiful. Defense is amazing. But offense sells tickets.
At the very least, offense attracts eyeballs. The NFL's ratings were up over last year, most weeks about 5 to 10%. It's not just the NFL where points are plentiful. Points per basketball game in the NBA are up almost 4% over last year, and so are TV ratings. NBA games are seeing their highest viewership in 4 years. Kevin Pelton writes about the NBA for ESPN. He says there's no doubt the game is changing.
The smart way to play now is to play fast, and you get criticized if your team doesn't play a fast-paced style. So at the team level, there's also been this trend towards playing a faster-paced, higher-scoring style.
He says nowadays, the run-and-gun style of the Golden State Warriors is the new norm. Case in point, in a recent NBA game, the Los Angeles Clippers set a record for percentage of three-point shots made. But you know what? They lost to the Warriors. Could be that the only thing that can counter all this dramatic scoring isn't tenacious defense, but more offense. Teams, leagues, fans, they're all fine with that. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.